In total, 22 candidates won a seat on the DeKalb School Board. The district moved from accredited probation to accredited WARN status in January. At that time, Governor Deal wouldn't speculate on whether any of the board members he appointed would run for their seats. The governor said that wasn't a condition of the interview process they underwent the year before.
I did not think at the time that was the appropriate thing to ask. Some people asked some of those, and they said no, they were taking this position for this interim time frame with the idea that they could contribute to remedying a problem, and their concern and interest was not to run for elected office.
But four of the six appointees are running: Thad Mayfield, Michael Irwin, Karen Carter, and Joyce Morley. Mayfield will face four challengers, including Jay Cunningham, one of the board members Deal removed. Deal also ousted Nancy Jester from the board. She's running for state school superintendent. But there will likely be a Jester on the DeKalb board. Nancy's husband Stan is running unopposed for her old seat. DeKalb's board will shrink this election from 9 seats to 7. All 7 are up for grabs. The primary election is May 20th. Any runoffs will be held in July, and the general election will take place in November. Martha Dalton, WABE News.